Every day is game day in March. Look your best through all the madness. Check out the newest Lady Jane's on the corner of Grand River and Whitmore Lake Road in Brighton, or our Grand Blanc location on Saginaw Street next to AutoZone. Let one of Lady Jane's award-winning stylists treat you like a king. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
When you have a bad night of sleep,
yes, like last night.
Like last night, yeah.
Me too.
All
so bad.
I didn't sleep at all.
Kidding me? Me too.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't sleep at all.
What happened? Why are we all?
It's going to be good or bad today.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I had unruly bowels, so that was my problem.
My bowels were fine. Heard them described as unruly.
Well, that's the only way I can describe them. My goodness.
They were unruly.
Yeah. Unhinged.
Unruly just makes me feel like they don't listen to you. Like
they weren't.
You keep telling them stuff and they don't listen. You're like, bowels. Stop it, bowels.
Trying to sleep. Bowels.
You're so unruly.
I don't want to get up and poop at 1 a.m. Sloppy sleep for 2 more hours.
Nope, gotta go. Like a really jock-heavy fraternity in his butt.
Right, it sounds like a party, like a rave's going on.
Yeah.
You just hear, like, the bass.
We got a pool, bro!
Yeah, a bunch of bros in his butt.
And I'm like, is it the RA?
I'm like, yeah.
Come on, guys, keep it down. Follow the rules.
They're all like, poop!
No, you guys can poop. It is not appropriate to poop right now. It is 1 a.m. It should be sleeping time. Get your rest and relaxation in.
It's like he's sitting there, and then like 6 cops come in and the big pepper shoot him.
Yeah. Yeah.
His ass is unruly.
It's just his bowels.
James and his unruly bowels kept him up last night. Mm-hmm. All right, coming up here, we're going to get to our first check of the news. Is a Metro Detroit man suing a doctor after being left with dumping syndrome?
James,
that's exactly what you think it is.
Oh,
no. Unruly bowel.
Oh, wow.
Is a dog being blamed for a crash that damaged a building? And are toilet invading iguanas now banned in Florida? Let's find out as we check the news.
Checking in with the Morning Report.
I'm Dave Hunter. It is time now for a check of the news. First up, a Michigan man is suing a doctor and a Rochester, Michigan surgery center over a botched colonoscopy procedure that has led to multiple health issues. Attorneys for 67-year-old Roderick Arnold claim that human error on the side of a gastroenterology doctor in Rochester led to reduced quality of life for the man. And as a result, he underwent an invasive and extensive procedure that has resulted in severe nausea and incontinence.
Jeez.
He visited an emergency room in late 2018 with severe abdominal pain. There, he was treated by Dr. Cambiz Brawl, who practices medicine at the Rochester Endoscopy and Surgery Center. He performed a colonoscopy. A medical report cited says that Brawl found many polyps. They were removed and placed in a container for laboratory analysis to see if there was evidence of cancer. Results from the lab found that one was determined to be cancerous. However, because it wasn't separated and labeled, the location it was found could not be identified.
Mm.
Because of that, he had to get a full colectomy the following January. Since then, he has experienced severe nausea, cramping, and dumping syndrome, where the body loses control of its bowels.
Man, geez.
And you just dump out.
You just dump.
You just dump out. You,
that's dumping syndrome.
We've never talked about dumping syndrome
on this show.
No.
I didn't know that's what it was called. I think you'd give it a more medical name.
Yeah, I'd give it a better name.
It comes right up.
Does it strike like right up whenever it wants? Like you could be in the middle of the grocery store and all of a sudden dumping syndrome happens?
That's what it sounds like.
Oh, no.
It's always when they... Ooh, it can happen when you had that stomach surgery, too.
Yeah, like weight loss surgery?
Yep.
Dumping syndrome.
So you can get nausea from it.
Lightheaded.
Is there a fix for this?
No, I don't think so, Lise.
It's also referred to as rapid gastric emptying.
Whoa.
It flies right out of you.
So that's
I definitely have had it. It's self-induced, but I've had it.
After a long night with some crazy bread.
Some gas behind stuff.
The lawyers say the surgery performed on this man was far more extensive than needed to be due to the doctor's negligent error. Had the doctor taken the time to separate the polyps from the colonoscopy, as is normal procedure, a less radical surgery could have been performed and his quality of life would have been much different. As it is, he deals with embarrassment and inconvenience every day as a result of this very preventable mistake, because he could just dump out anywhere, anytime.
Man. Yeah.
It sucks when the doctor breaks that to you. Like, you could dump out anywhere, anytime.
What do you mean, dump out?
Well, your bowels will rapidly evacuate at a moment's notice. You don't know when.
I'll have time to get to a bathroom, though.
Absolutely not. No, you're going to poop your pants constantly.
My God.
You will forever poop yourself.
I wonder if he comes in with, like, a diaper dispenser instead of a Kleenex. Yeah. Like, got some bad news. Yeah. One of these.
Yeah, you're going to have to put one of these on immediately.
I'm going to put it on right now before I deliver this news.
Every time I cough, if I sneeze.
Oh, my unload. God.
That's it.
You dump right out.
That's it.
Dump right out.
I can't
right
have out. I laugh.
Oh, you'd be done. We'd be done. The show
would
be done.
Oh, right? Yeah. No. Yeah. No. I can't. We can't have.
You can't get dumping syndrome and come on in
Chuck
here.
Chuck would have to sit in my room and I'd have to sit on the board.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to have your own dumping room.
I'd know where I'd move the mic right into the
toilet.
Bathroom.
Yeah.
Move right into the bathroom. It'd be a weird camera setup. That would be weird camera set. Maybe I'll.
It's a real peep show now.
Yeah. We'll just set it up. It looks right at me.
Yeah. I mean, shoulders
level.
Up. Shoulders up.
Yeah. Mm.
But
I won't be
sad,
able to be as animated.
There goes sexy time, right? You can't.
Yeah, luckily he's 67, but still, I mean, I'm sure there are people that have dreams of still banging at 67.
I'm sure there's lots of people still banging at 67, Chuck.
A few.
God, couple, I hope to still be couple. Banging at 67.
Maybe a couple.
I love that you think that it just stops.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's,
there are people still doing.
Yeah, I think the majority
stops.
Of people still bang.
Yeah.
67.
You don't give up.
I'm not going to be moving. Well.
67. You'll be dumping out everywhere. You won't be.
I'm not going to be moving too great. There'll be a lot of riding, I guess.
Ozzy's in Boston. Ozzy, good morning. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. You wanted to talk a bit about dumping syndrome.
Get on.
Good morning, penis balls.
Oh. Penis.
Yeah, so I have a crazy story. So I never refer to it as dumping syndrome, but I've always known this this lady friend back in high school who used to love, taking it.
The back stuff. Oh, yeah, the back stuff.
Backdoor loving. Yeah, she loved backdoor loving.
So after years and years of enjoying abuse. And partaking abuse, she developed something called a lazy sphincter, which I'm assuming is the same thing as what you were just describing, the medical term.
It is.
Oh, one and part of your body, you don't want to be lazy.
No.
Yes, exactly. And she could not control her bowel movements. And the reason we know this is because during our prom, she had multiple accidents in her prom. Just, it was very sad, but also, slightly hilarious.
Didn't take long, huh?
It did not take off.
Your lazy sphincter ruined my prom.
Yeah.
They do there is sphincter exercises she could do. I don't know if you're still in touch with her.
She was still young, too. You know what I mean? Like, to think that you're... that
still
you can.
In touch with her. You're going to call her and tell her she can...
Hey, Betty! How you doing?
Reach out on Facebook. Reach out on Facebook like every other
bowel
person.
Retraining.
Hi, remember me? We went to high school together. I've been thinking about your bowels.
Yeah. He still remembers her.
I called a radio show about your bowels.
Told everyone about
your
prom.
All know about your lazy sphincter.
Hope that prom wasn't like the Carrie prom.
You know,
but that ain't blood.
It kind of was. Yeah,
that's not big blood.
It kind of was.
I don't think that's blood, guys.
Oh,
it smells bad.
Poor girl.
I didn't think that you could do that kind of damage that fast. When you think about probably when the person became sexually active and then they go to prom, and by then,
I mean, unless
they're
was.
Already, that's what I'm saying. You're already done back there.
A million whores.
Done?
Well, there's like porn stars that do it, and they don't seem to be pooping their dresses at the AVNs. Or
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, so
it sounds like one of those high school rumor type things.
Yeah. It does.
Maybe she just had a lazy sphincter, and they said it was because she did too much anal.
Right.
She could have just had a condition.
They always add that in.
Yeah, it's a rumor.
What a crazy thing to like have a bathroom mistake, and then the rumor that people start is that like,
she's got a lazy sphincter from all that.
You've heard about James. That's why he pooped his pants that day.
Got that old lazy sphincter.
Yeah.
Little anal Annie over there, huh?
You know how he got it.
I'm that pegging I do.
Voice changing technology. Anonymous, good morning.
How's she going, eh?
We're talking about dumping syndrome and lazy sphincters.
So, we're talking about adults having this problem, but I work at a summer camp, and I had a 10-year-old kid that had a medical condition that was very similar to this.
Yeah.
And I can say that it was one of the worst things I've ever been around.
Oh, absolutely.
I felt so bad for the kid.
Yeah.
Because anytime he was, like, exerting himself physically, he would just crap his pants.
That's so much. We got to. I would do the biggest GoFundMe for little Peter poops his pants. I honestly would.
Well, he just gets back after camp and he's like, hey, let's not have physical camps anymore on account of my ass. Because.
Sorry, bud. It's canoe time for everybody.
I'm going to skip canoe
We're
time.
We're going to canoeing.
Did you read the note that came with me?
This part is called the portage. Everybody lift your canoe at once.
Oh, jeez. I'm going to poop my pants.
Oh, my God. Couldn't you control your bowels?
You cannot see it in front of everybody. I'm a bit embarrassed about it, and there was a note that was sent. My parents are.
I don't know. I asked him to lift a canoe, and he crapped his pants. I threw him in the water.
Camp sucks. I hate camp so much.
That's true. That's camp horrible. Would suck for that kid.
Can you read the note that my mom sent?
I don't read notes.
Oh, my God.
Toughen up, kid. Get in the stream and wipe off.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, you guys, that poor little guy. What a life. Come on, we got to save his sphincter.
No. How?
Somehow.
Yeah, that sucks.
The psychological damage.
Yeah.
Forget it.
For years.
Oh no. Little SOS, save our sphincters.
No.
Yeah.
We got to do something. I'd do something. I'd do a telethon.
10-year-old at camp with a poop problem.
Yeah, I'd do a telethon for the guy if he needed it. I'd do anything. Try and get his new beetle.
A telethon?
Well, whatever it takes.
Can you imagine being 10 and you poop in your pants and some guy does a telethon for you?
Yeah, national telethon.
And little Andy's here with us today. Andy.
Gotta make him little Andy.
Little Danny. Yeah. How's life been for you, buddy?
It's not been great. You doing a telethon right now?
We're trying to get you a new beehole here today.
We're on TV.
Well, that's just TV.
Yeah,
TV. I've been embarrassed in front of a whole camp.
Yeah,
pooping my pants in canoes.
What's been your most challenging time with you?
Just pretty much every day since my parents decided to not do anything about my anal leakage.
Yeah, they chose not to.
It's horrible. They send me to physical camp.
So we're gonna check the tote board now. When we do get a full circle, that means you get one new beehole. Okay.
Are you ready?
If we get all the way around, that means little Danny gets a brand new beehole
this
here
is
today.
A wheel of fortune,
Let's look. Let's see the tote board. Where are we at? We are
$40.
Oh,
no.
We're just about 1/100th of your beehole.
Very degrading. I just don't think I have any dignity anymore.
Here's Jennifer Aniston.
Hey, Jennifer Aniston.
So, Jennifer, his butthole leaks.
This is not.
He poops his pants all the time, Jennifer.
Is there any way?
And, oh, that's so nice of you. Thank you so much. A $20 check from Jennifer Aniston, everybody. $20. $20 check from Jennifer Aniston.
Thank you. Let's see where that takes us now on the toe
board. Where's it at?
$60. We're at $60. No phone calls.
2/100ths of a butthole.
I don't hear any ringing.
The star of friends knows about my ass.
So, little Danny, is there any celebrity who you really look up to?
Not anymore because of my bowels. That's mostly all I think about is the horrifying embarrassment of everywhere I go. So,
we have a surprise for you.
We should do.
We have found someone.
Another surprise. That's good for my bowels.
We found someone who is they're going through some of the same exact things that you are. Mm-hmm. Their bowels are very loose.
It's nice.
Betty White.
Betty White, ladies and gentlemen, America's sweetheart. Betty White, how are you, Betty?
Good to see you, Betty.
So my only person I can relate to is a 900-year-old woman. She's pooping right now, I think.
Betty's not doing so great. No. We're going to get her out of here.
See you, Betty.
That's frightening.
Better days.
That was just frightening. $60.
You feel better now? We're at 60.
$60.
So call us now, 1-800-NEW-BEEHOLE. 1-800-NEW-BEEHOLE.
We'll be back after this.
I love the idea of someone just tuning in and having no idea really what's going on. And they actually, for a split second, thought we had a little kid in here and we were trying to raise money for his people.
Crazy.
They'd be like, wow. Yeah, Dave and Chuck are doing some kind of telethon. They had Betty White in there.
Jennifer Aniston, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
They only raised $60.
Listen, if their alarm went off right at 7, yeah. That could have really messed them
That's
up.
That's a weird wake up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but don't send your diuretic kid to camp.
No.
Not if they...
Come on now. That's poor, poor mean. Guy. That's why, honestly, I'd do something for him if I could.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Orlando Bloom.
Yeah.
We were just talking about his wife, Katy Perry, earlier, but he's an odd fella, I think.
I think so.
He shared his daily routine, and it's not typical. Orlando Bloom's day starts at 6:30. He checks in on his daughter. Then he does Buddhist chanting for 20 minutes.
Sure he does.
He reads some Buddhist texts. And then he's done with his phone. He won't have his full breakfast yet. He has to earn it.
Okay.
So he starts with green powders that he mixes with brain octane oil, collagen powder to make his hair and nails luxurious, and some protein.
Okay.
Then he goes hiking while listening to his favorite music. By that time, it's 9 a.m. He has sufficiently earned his breakfast.
Okay.
Usually he has porridge with a little hazelnut milk, cinnamon, vanilla paste, hazelnuts, berries, and protein powder and a cup of tea.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a lot different like a horrible life.
It's a lot different than mine.
Yeah.
I'd be like, Andy wakes up.
Have you earned that donut?
Yeah, Andy doesn't care about earning the donut.
Earned it.
I'm like sitting there on my couch in the morning.
Indeed.
Earned it.
He made it to the couch.
Yeah, it did, and I earned.
I watched TV all morning. I think I deserve a roll.
Yep.
Orlando is 90% plant-based because he says, sometimes I look at a cow and think that's the most beautiful thing ever. But he does eat red meat once a month. The rest of his day includes a plant-based lunch, coming up with ideas for his production company.
It
a lot of
work.
Time. Yeah, he dreams about roles for himself. He tries to be a voice for everyone.
He creeped me out recently.
What'd he do?
He was in this, Billie Eilish has a movie that Stella was like, hey, let's watch a Billie Eilish movie. I'm like, yeah, I love Billie Eilish. Let's watch it. So I watch it, and towards the end, she ends up meeting Katy Perry. And Orlando Bloom's there. And Billie Eilish doesn't even know that that's Orlando Bloom because he doesn't look as good or whatever as he would like in a normal movie.
Mm-hmm.
He's not all put together or whatever. But then she realizes it. So she's told, oh, that's the guy from Pirates of the Caribbean or whatever. She's like, oh my God, I didn't even know. And then he meets her again, like he sees her after the show or whatever. And he just delivers what I would say is a creepy moment, just a creepy huggy.
Like
creepy moment.
Like pervy?
I didn't like it. I found it.
You had a pervy vibe?
Pervy vibe.
Mm. That's
on someone who's like, I think at the time, 17 years old.
Hmm.
And he's a grown ass man. I don't know. Pervy. Weird.
I never got that from him, but then I really don't know a lot about his personality.
Yeah.
Who knows, right?
Yeah.
Did you hear about the guy from Silicon Valley?
No.
Yeah.
Middleton.
The fetish club?
Yeah. He's at some goth fetish club. And
I saw a thing about an LA goth club. He was at that. Thomas Middleditch.
Yeah. I took Dave to one, so.
Yes. Yeah, he did.
And, you know, he was accused of some things, inappropriate behavior.
Whatever. Oh, he was doing some stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, he like ran up to one of the models that was performing and just started fondling her breasts and stuff.
Oh, boy, can't do that.
And whatever the club that he's in, it's like protects the high-end celebrities. So, like, they didn't want to make it public or whatever. And then he started, like, they told him, like, hey, you can't do that. And he didn't realize you're not supposed to do that, I guess. And then he started messaging the girl on social media.
He was the guy that was talking about how his sex life is so crazy with this girl.
Yeah.
And they just like, you look at him and you're like, really?
Yeah, exactly. And so then a goth club, really?
Yeah, that's insane. He's just
this
a dude
is
from
his
Silicon
thing.
It's his thing.
It's his thing. He's more wild than you really think.
He's really a funny improvisation.
He's the Verizon commercial guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. He might not be if this proves true, but.
Well, I guess she has direct messages from him saying, I had no idea my actions were weird for you. I know you probably wanted to put me on blast as a monster. I don't expect you to want to be my friend. I'm so ashamed I made you uncomfortable.
Huh?
Well, the thing is, if he thought it was just one of these rich things where, like, all the girls are paid to be, they're really prostitutes.
And they're not saying the allegations are accurate or not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that headline was
such a wild thing. I never
crazy.
Would have expected it.
No.
Yeah, especially at some sort of fetish club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess some people think anything goes at a fetish club, but it doesn't. You still have to have consent.
Yeah. Well, the thing, especially this one, because it's like, you know, there's a pandemic and like, are you even allowed to be doing what you're doing? Like how exclusive, how private, how... You know, how just for rich people was this thing?
This is like a BDSM fetish club.
Right. It seems like it's like a Blade vampire party.
Here's
probably
what they say. It's called Cloak and Dagger, a private Hollywood club for goth types, a place where a cast of experimental artists performed eerie sexual charge ceremonies in the back rooms of the Pig and Whistle. It's a private club, invitation only, members only club, where underground DJs, actors, rockers, and adventurous partygoers could revel in safety and secrecy.
To me, it's like that thing that Jason went to that one year. Remember Jason?
You think it's that?
You know where there's like thing? People performing and it's kind of like
Theater Bazaar?
Yeah.
Yeah, there were people hanging from their hooks in their skin and stuff like that.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like there is some sexually charged stuff.
Lisa. Oh, yeah.
Could be the same
just
thing, I guess.
Just another night hanging from the skin.
The goth club.
This seems more like a sex club. The Theater Bazaar is more like a convention
but they said,
or something.
Well, no, I think it's like performers, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what it was, Jason? It was like a series of performers.
Yeah, there's some. But, I mean, it's more of like a... It's not the same.
No.
I mean, there's some similarities, you know, but...
But it's not a...
It's not a sex club. Like people in costumes. And,
right.
You know, you see weird stuff like that, but.
Yeah. I can't imagine Thomas Middleditch in like a leather weird gothy outfit.
But those are the people, right?
Yeah.
Those are the people sometimes you never would suspect, and then they're into the craziest crap.
Yeah.
All right. Vin Diesel has a 10-year-old son named Vincent, and he's in F9. The next Fast and Furious movie. It's his acting debut. And I know what you're thinking. He probably only got this role because he's Vin's kid.
Yeah.
That is 100% the case.
Yes, of course.
He's playing the younger version of Vin's character, Dominic.
Ah.
It's the first time this has leaked, and the movie finished filming like November 2019. Right now, it's set to hit theaters June 25th. It's been delayed 4 times, though, already due to the pandemic. There was a flashback already of a younger Dominic in a previous movie, but that obviously was played by someone else.
Hmm.
But yeah, look for his 10-year-old son. Nepotism in Hollywood. Who's ever heard of it?
So, like, was his son 8 when he recorded the movie footage and now is 10? Or was he 10 at the time
he's
and now?
He's currently
10. Yeah, so it'll be funny because it'll be this little guy. And then all of a sudden they'll bring him out for the
premiere
or whatever, and he'll be as tall as.
By the way, just backtracking for a second, at this place, this actor from the Silicon Cloak and Valley, Dagger. They have a fistatorium in it.
It's a different kind of punching bag.
Fistatorium. I'm telling you, it's one of my favorite places.
Oh, I want to say stuff and have Lisa react that way every time.
Yeah. Man. Well, because there's wonder in her. She's like, fistatorium?
Fistatorium?
What does that even really mean?
Yeah.
I believe just an auditorium where people get fisted. I mean, right?
Can you look it up?
A fistatorium.
Yeah. Or is it just a bunch of fists? Like,
oh, it's
rubber.
A sex club, and it has a fistatorium. People are getting hands shoved in them.
Is it a real sex club? Someone look at what comes up.
It's a fistatorium.
The place that Dave went to.
And you're jumping into me.
The first thing that comes up is the place that the place that Dave went to with me to.
Oh my god!
The fistatorium. Why are you taking that auditorium?
The fistatorium is not for the weak of heart or flesh. It's not a show, but an interactive experience.
Exactly.
And that's at the place that you went to.
With you, that you made me go to.
You didn't go to a fistatorium.
They had the fistatorium there.
Get out of here.
A traveling fistatorium.
Get out of here. You're never in a fistatorium.
I'm telling you, Lee.
There's a fistatorium.
We went to a wild night.
Yeah, but there was no, unless you went to the fistatorium and I didn't know.
And I disappeared for a little bit.
Chuck must have. I didn't see him for a while. I was there with my soon-to-be wife.
I got my fisting in that night. I'm like, I'll be right back. I'm going to the fistatorium. He must have thought I said something to do with the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you might have went to the fistatorium.
Oh, my God.
I seem to remember someone offering Dave something in the bathroom,
what
a little fistatorium.
There's, like, people chilling, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to go at the fistatorium. I'll be right back.
Can you click on that so we can see, like, what it is?
That was the same thing, right?
And that's had a fistatorium.
If you do not enjoy the pleasure and pain, steer clear of that room. The fistatorium.
So there was a fistatorium.
There really was.
Yeah.
There was. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. You guys are wild.
I want to see the Instagram.
Now I feel like I've got that Phoenix song, you know, Listomania, but it's like fistatorium. Fistatorium. like a ride. Oh,
easily penetrated.
You guys, I'll be right back. I'm gonna go peruse the fistatorium.
I want to see what I missed. I am upset.
Look at the sign.
Oh my god, you guys.
Yeah, what's going on in
She's
there?
About to get fistatoriumed.
Yeah.
Oh.
Whoa.
So it's like
ready.
A show? A fistatorium show? They
sure
do?
Looks like a show.
Must be. My
So
god.
It's not like you don't, people don't go in there and.
I don't think so.
Is it just.
I think it's like.
Somebody tell us who's been to the fistatorium.
It seems to me like it could be like Cirque du Soleil, but fisty.
That's what I.
That's what it seems like from the photos.
I feel like it's just a. Like,
you
Dave,
have to sign a waiver to even get in.
Right. Well, I'm sure what it is people are getting cut. People are getting.
No, they're cut.
I don't think that you can. I'm not sure you can do that.
You gotta sign paperwork to get in here?
You gotta make sure you sign a fistatorium waiver.
It's probably where the hanging stuff goes down. They just came up with a clever name for it.
Oh, so you think it's just like the most hardcore area of the
exactly.
Place. So it's not all fisting.
Right. Like, just because it's called that doesn't mean that's what happens there type of thing.
Right. Oh,
then it's mislabeled.
Is someone on the phone?
Do we have a fistatorium?
No. Yes.
Mm.
There's a fistatorium call.
Oh, let's see.
Is he maybe talking to him?
Yeah.
The man who...
I assume it's a him.
Tried to fist Dave. Please, yeah, okay, call us.
That never
think,
happened.
Do you think during the holiday season they say Merry Fistmas?
I think so.
And the fistatorium.
The Fistmas tree.
Oh, Fistmas tree. Oh, Fistmas tree.
No, Jason's talking to him.
Yeah. Oh. Man, Jason wants to get some more info from him, right? Yeah. That's it. He's lingering him. With
yeah.
this guy.
He's lingering
he's
get info with him.
He was at the fistatorium.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk to this guy here. Hello.
Does it have to be voice changing
no, I don't
or
think
anything?
So. Okay. Hey. What up, dude?
How's it going?
Good. You're going to give us some info on this fistatorium.
Yeah, it's basically a room you have to sign a waiver to get into. There's a bunch of girls dressed up in masks and stuff like that. You're not allowed to take any pictures whatsoever. But, like, a lot of them will let you whip them. You can get whipped yourself. And there's not really a lot of touching. It's mostly girls doing a lot of stuff to themselves or each other.
Okay, yeah.
Do you? Is there actual fista stuff?
Fista stuff.
Fistation? Is there any fistation?
There's one girl I've seen, but not as much fistation as yes. you think.
Okay, yes. All right. But one girl was actually...
he's seen it before, yes, but defisted. I don't know.
It's not fist-centric.
So
it's,
the name is sort of... Misleading.
Yeah. Well, there yeah. was one. When you got one, you can call it that,
I guess,
right?
So.
As long as one person gets it.
Yeah. I think it's just like the way that Dave would come up with a name for something where he's like, I don't know, it's got to have a tie-in. It's got to have something. And they're like, what's the worst thing that you can do? What about fisting? And they're like, oh, fist.
So you can just have one person with fistitation going on and then you have a whole fistatorium?
Yeah. I think so. I think you can just name it the fistatorium, just and there doesn't even have to be a fist involved, which I think is the normal thing.
We're learning a lot
now
here.
I know.
That guy either was real nervous.
He was super nervous.
Or was pleasuring himself. One of the two.
Oh, come on.
One of the two.
Stop it. He's not doing that.
He's nervous for a fellow that's seen and been in a fistatorium.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. Why would you be nervous, huh? Like you've been in a fistatorium.
Right, you've seen things.
So he was more like, hi.
Stop it.
He's having those fries. He was having those fistatorium flashbacks.
Yeah, it's like a room full of people that I saw one girl.
There's not a lot of
that did sound disturbingly exactly like right. him.
But I said it could just be incredibly nervous or incredibly
but listen to this.
Jerk-off-ish.
Yeah, there was.
Okay, all right.
Almost the motion of it.
You can do that.
Makes
in court.
You talk like that.
It's like it's obviously
case closed.
Right.
Case closed. Sorry, my man.
Oh,
he just texted back. He's hearing us.
Of course he is. Yeah.
He drives a truck and he's got a wheel wobbling like a mother ever.
Okay, that's it.
So he's jumping butts in a bound.
Okay.
I didn't think that he was doing that.
Yeah. He said I recreated it pretty efficiently.
Let's go to our caller about fistatorium. Sir, what have you seen?
You know, just
sir,
couple girls in the room.
Sir, can I ask you what you're currently doing?
No.
There you go. Fistatorium. We got really sidetracked there.
We did.
We'll get to the rest of Celebrity Dirt later this morning because we got really, we went down Fistatorium Lane and we couldn't get out.
It's a hell of a lane.
It's a long road.
It is. It's tight in some parts, but it narrows and splits and you'll never know where you'll end up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
An employee was attacked because a customer's McChickens took too long.
I hate when they take too long.
McChickens.
Here's that story now. Let's get to it if we can. From Local 10. Take a listen.
Yeah, very frightening for anybody to go through. We know that the dining room at this McDonald's in Davie was closed. That order was placed in the drive-thru, 6 sandwiches and fries. And that's as an employee was handing over the food, well, things just got downright ugly.
When I came to the window, to the door to give it to him, he was so drunk that he couldn't understand.
Sarathel Allen is the employee who found herself in the middle of a violent confrontation with a customer.
He was just yanking my door. He kept yanking it. He kept pulling it back and forth.
Cameras inside of the McDonald's on West State Road 84 and Northwest 136th Avenue in Davie were rolling Monday night the entire time. Moments before the encounter, the customer placed a large order in the drive-thru and was asked to pull around and wait. An outdoor camera eventually shows that customer stumbling out of the driver's side of the car.
He was driving.
And approaching the locked McDonald's door.
He was grabbing the bag for me. He snatched the door open and pushed it back on my arm. Told me we was hanging too long with his food.
Once free, Sarathel grabs a large steel pole to try to keep the man back. Two other employees run over to help, grabbing what they could, and eventually gain control of the situation.
Oh my gosh,
the man drops his food in the process.
Chickens go flying, trying
to pick it up. 21-year-old Daniel Suarez-Telez was arrested and appeared in court on Wednesday.
Hey. All this is for you.
And bonded out of jail just last night after being charged with aggravated assault and battery. Cops were able to connect Suarez to Les thanks to those McDonald's workers who snapped cell phone pictures of his license plate as he drove away.
Because he could have messed us up.
He's driving.
I love that this McDonald's worker right here was, I believe, eating one of those McChickens.
Thanks to those McDonald's workers.
She's got something here.
Pictures of his license plate as he drove
and she's
away.
Eating.
Because he could have messed us up.
It's free food.
I'm not letting it go to waste.
She wanted him to see.
It fell on the ground.
I got your chickens, bitch!
Okay, so here's the thing. You see a McDonald's fight.
Okay. Yep.
There's aftermath. I'm trying to put myself there.
There's a freshly dropped... sandwich.
Stuff is, a bag is exploded, but there's like, for me, a plain quarter pounder with cheese still in the packaging that has fallen and hit the ground, but not opened.
I mean, it depends on where I'm at.
Is it plain? Is it plain?
Depends on where I'm at with my dignity, I suppose.
I'll eat it.
Really?
I don't think I'd eat a ground sandwich.
A ground burger?
Chuck, you just hit the ground. It's in a wrapper.
I'm eating that burger.
It's in a wrapper.
Chuck's hanging outside McDonald's waiting for the aftermath of food fights.
Or he's out there like instigating stuff. Like, oh my God, I can't believe they took so long with your
chicken. You know what that girl said to you?
Yeah, they
took
forever.
I throw my food at her.
I just went to get some food for my kids, and I waited for 35 minutes.
No, I would have left.
No. I don't wait 35
minutes. Oh, so you already paid. Oh, God.
Were they slaughtering the meat?
No, I was in the line, and you know that's the dual line.
Mm-hmm.
So I choose the inside lane. I get pinned. I'm pinned.
You already paid for it?
No. Oh, I was just...
But you couldn't get out.
I was just in, and there was a row of cars blocking me in. So I'm in for the long haul, and they were taking forever, forever.
The worst.
And I'm not joking. It was 35 minutes from the time I got in the line to the time I got my stuff. I was like, that's not fast.
It's bad. It's real bad. That lady, when she beat that man with that rod, she hit that sandwich like it was a pinata.
Did it exploded like candy. I'm not going to let that go to waste.
The guy looked like a douche.
Oh, yeah, totally. A drunken douche at that. One more McDonald's kerfuffle to tell you about here. A woman said she was forced to fire warning shots after another customer began choking her as she waited for her food in the drive-thru of a Metro Atlanta McDonald's. Crazy night in the drive-thru.
I start getting choked.
Imagine if you were waiting in that drive-thru and someone started choking you.
God.
And you got to fire some warning shots. This happened the other night at a location in Noonan, Atlanta. They say it appeared to be unprovoked. Police have the accused irate customer identified as Brandon Lee Causey. They've accused him of aggravated assault. Authorities are pursuing additional charges against him, accusing him of lying about his identity. Both Causey and the woman were waiting to speak with officers when they arrived at the McDonald's drive-thru. The woman said she was sitting in the drive-thru when this guy walked between the building and her door, placed his drinks and other items on top of her car, and began arguing with her for no reason.
Mm.
She exited the vehicle or tried to, but he closed her door, reached inside, and began to choke her. The woman tried hitting back, but he wouldn't release his grip. He only relented after she grabbed her gun and fired two shots into the air in the drive-thru. The woman did have injuries consistent with being choked. Luckily, no one was injured by the drive-thru gunfire. This guy was booked into jail on the aggravated assault charge. Police also determined that he gave officers a fake name when they initially arrested him. Mm.
Yeah, you can't expect a drive-thru choker to shoot straight. She's not going to.
You got to press him a little harder for the truth.
Yeah.
Drive-thru choker. I don't think he's just going to spill the beans right away.
No. 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 You can't trust him.
You can't. Nope. Never trust a drive-thru choker.
I never have. I never have. I never will.
I can't even imagine that. Like, it's not something I ever considered was a possibility. Because my window is down. I'm waiting at a drive-thru. Right. I didn't imagine a stranger would approach at the side and try and choke me.
Yeah.
You have to be ready for it now.
I guess. Watch out for drive-thru chokers.
Crazy. It's crazy to be like, I have to fire some warning shots.
Like, can I tell you, when you're choking me, I'm not warning-shotting you either.
No, you're getting a couple in the chest.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's lights out.
Oh. Yeah, that dude's lucky. It could have been a totally different scene. Yeah. Like, she could have just, her life was in danger. She could have killed the guy.
No, you got your arms on my throat. Your hands are around my neck.
Yeah.
It's lights out.
Showed a lot of restraint.
I feel like she just shot and it just happened to miss. Mm-hmm. So it was like a warning shot.
Yeah.
Lucky to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
This is an embarrassing time for this lady. A 27-year-old woman showed up to a hospital with a cough, fever, and thick mucus.
Mm. I don't like that.
That had been persistent for 6 months. 4 months prior to attending the hospital, she had been prescribed antibiotics and anti-tuberculosis treatment.
Okay.
She thought she had tuberculosis.
Hmm. That's a weird one to just think you have.
Yeah.
Tested for it?
The school teacher's sputum.
Sputum?
Oh, is that like a spit?
Your mucus, right? That's sputum. Your sputum. Mm. I believe that's what a sputum is.
Cup of sputum.
Test my sputum.
Word I've never heard.
Sputum.
Oh, that's how it's spelled, too?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Listen, a mixture of saliva and mucus coughed up from the respiratory tract.
I want to hear the computer.
Sputum.
Sputum. Sputum. Anyway, her sputum was tested for TB, found to be negative, but then they decided to do some more tests. When her chest was scanned, they found a lesion in the upper right lobe of her lungs. Upon further investigation, it appeared to be a bag-like structure sitting in the bronchus. The team removed this, and they found out exactly what it was: a condom.
She sucked a condom.
She thought she had tuberculosis. It was actually a lung condom.
That's embarrassing.
Well, listen, how do you breathe one in?
I don't know.
How do you breathe one in
how
and
does
it
that
goes?
Even happen?
Both the husband and wife accepted to having undergone a fellatio.
Yep.
They could recollect the condom had loosened during the act, and at that time, the lady had also experienced an episode of sneezing or coughing. Okay, first up. You're married. Why you have?
Yeah. Why do you? Why are you doing that?
BJ condom BJs. Yes. You're married.
Anything could be going on.
True.
So she got a cough while she was doing that.
She got it. She
there
sneezed
could have been six
and
people
coughed.
Involved.
She sneezed and coughed.
Yeah.
While performing.
So she thought that it just was going to go through her system, her digestive system, and it got stuck in her lungs.
You think she was trying to do like the sexy, let me put this on you with my teeth? And
that was.
Yeah.
She coughed and sneezed. Sputum.
And then
sputum came.
But you have to suck it in.
To breathe it into your.
Get a little bit of water. Just a little bit of water in the wrong pipe.
Wild lives.
And now imagine like a loose.
Chuck, you'd know if you had a condom in your lung, right?
No, I wouldn't. I might have one in there right now.
That's where I went.
How many times have one been loose?
I had one on when he came over.
I can't remember if he had one on or not.
I thought I did.
I'm going to say you didn't.
Man, that's the weirdest thing a doctor's ever had to break to anybody, I bet. It's like, ma'am, you have a condom in your lung.
I mean, I don't know.
The first time that's ever happened.
It has to be. I feel like a filthy whore if I have a condom in my lung.
You should.
She's like hitting that dude's donger like it's a bong.
I don't know what she's doing.
That team believes this may be the only case of its kind in medical history.
Well, yeah, because I think it should kill you. Like, you should be dead.
Well, I think anyone else that's ever swallowed a condom knew it and went to get help right away.
Well,
right?
Normally you swallow it and it's in your stomach. Like, this person breathed it in.
Yeah, it went down her whole trachea. Like, instead of the esophagus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's wild. That's wild.
Yeah. Like, how do you not ask what happened to the condom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the big, big question here.
Yeah, did they?
Okay. It's clear there was so much drugs involved.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty clear.
Yeah, not the healthiest lifestyle.
No.
I mean, you're making a big assumption here, but it is crazy.
Here's my assumption. I think it's basically they were in, like, probably a swinging type scenario.
Now it's
going
to go into an orgy.
Well, you're married. You got condoms on. Why?
Knew that the condom went there in her lung? Like, they didn't even know that she swallowed it.
It seems like she thought she might have swallowed it and it went into her stomach or something. And then,
but she really
breathed it in.
Wouldn't she wait for it?
We're dealing with somebody that led tuberculosis was what she thought she had.
Right.
Chill for 6 months.
Yeah. I think
sputum. Right.
Yeah. And then sputum.
I'm going to go with she was so high.
I mean, of course that's a possibility, but who knows?
I can't. You'd have to be high to suck in a condom into your lung, I'd think.
Yeah.
Without realizing what is happening.
You'd have to take the craziest breath ever, I feel.
Because it's a breath in. Yeah. It's not a cough out.
Yeah,
it's,
like, imagine like that. You know you had it in you. You know you swallowed something.
That's wild.
And then it just settles up and inside your lung.
It just seems like it would get, in most cases, even in the weirdest BJ scenario, it would get stuck somewhere.
You hear it every time you breathe.
The weirdest BJ scenario.
Yeah.
Let's play your weirdest BJ scenario. Anyway, she's going to be fine.
Okay.
The problem is, when they pulled the condom out, some small pieces were left behind in her lung because it did tear when they were pulling it out. So she may have to get a further bronchoscopy.
Man, so they got to go in there.
But again, the only case of its kind in medical literature that they know of.
It's crazy to breathe in a condom. I can't even. I've had a tiny little bit of caramel.
You had a caramel lung.
Yeah, I get caramel lung almost every single time. And that is like a droplet of liquefied caramel saliva that has somehow touched just where my lung starts. And it's disaster.
It's crazy.
I'm choking. I'm coughing. A full condom. Mm-hmm.
Hard to believe.
I don't know how I'd get that down.
What if somebody just woke up and heard just that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Full condom?
So I don't know how I'd get that down.
A full condom? I don't know how I'd get that down.
Well, at first I thought it's not really sex at all. This has got to be some kind of smuggling type.
Yeah. Well, there
thing
are
that went bad.
Some couples texting us that they do it because the lady doesn't want to get Spinelli stuff in her mouth.
Don't worry, you can trust me.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
There are some couples that
I promise
are married that still do protected oral.
Huh.
For no leakage.
Well, breathe safe when you're blowing, for God's sake.
Yeah.
PSA.
That's a good one.
Damon.
Yeah. That's it. We get a lot this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mind yourself in a drive-thru. You could be choked to death.
Right. Yeah.
Breathe safe while blowing.
Sign all the forms for a fistatorium.
So many things to think of these days. Remember the story about the Louisiana priest who was busted having sex atop a church altar with two dominatrixes?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Hard to forget.
Well, that case finally made its way through the courts. And this now former Louisiana priest and two are they dominatrixes or dominatrix? What's the plural for dominatrix?
Dominatri.
Is it dominatrix or
I think it's something more like that, like dominatrix. The dominatrix.
Plural.
Just say doms.
Dominatrixes is probably what it is.
Plural.
Dominatrices.
Dominatrices.
Mm-hmm. Dominatrices.
Dominatrices.
But also dominatrixes.
Okay, so you can say dominatrixes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, they were slapped with vandalism charges for having sex atop a church altar in September of last year. 37-year-old Travis Clark and the two women were initially charged by police with obscenity following this alleged risk. Because remember, an old lady walked by and saw them banging on the church altar?
Yes.
And that's how they got busted. There's their mugshots, just so you recall who we're talking about here. The St. Tammany Parish District Attorney's Office announced lesser charges for the unholy trinity who were busted after this old broad saw them through a church window and called the cops right away. The two dominatrixes, 41-year-old Mindy Nixon and 28-year-old Melissa Chang, were wearing corsets and high heels, and this threesome was being recorded. Sex toys and stage lights were recovered by the cops. An attorney for Nixon and Chang said that the prosecutors overstepped their bounds by bringing charges against them. They say it's clear the state went out of its way to contort the facts in order to fit their own narrative. They say it's nothing more than a thinly veiled attempt to regulate the morality of private individuals. Just because you don't like something doesn't make it criminal. So they were looking forward to their day in court. The women told cops at the time they were at the church to film role play with the priest. Cops determined everything that went on that night was consensual, but initially arrested the trio on the obscenity charges because they were in view of the public. Of course, this guy was removed from the church right after his arrest. What did they do with the church's altar?
It has been burned.
They burned it. They burned it. And a new one
being constructed.
I said a prayer and
it was already replaced.
That old lady that walked by and looked in the window.
Oh, my Jesus. It's not what I expected. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Imagine that. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Holy smoke.
I better hurry as fast as I can to the police.
It's obscene.
It's obscenity. I saw a priest and two dominatrices.
What am I watching right now?
Two dominatrices and a priest.
I love to hear the phone call.
Oh, me too. Yeah. Oh, me too.
Two whores and a priest. It sounds like a joke.
Two whores and a priest on an altar.
Ma'am, don't call here anymore.
I was trying to figure out what was going on. They were thrusting behind him.
Were they having sex, ma'am?
I don't know. They were thrusting viciously behind him.
Oh.
That's what I feel like it was. It was all...
Oh, he was being penetrated?
Listen, probably. They're not there to get banged.
You're
themselves.
Right. They are dominating him, right? Their job is domination.
Yeah.
So he was bent over the altar?
I think so.
Taking it?
I think he was...
Got the stupidest haircut.
Yeah,
he does.
Well, he's a pervy reverend.
Yeah, that's true.
He is. You know, I'm more happy about his pervness than the normal.
Well, yeah.
You know, at least he's into chicks. Yeah, he wants to get tied up and all that stuff.
So what if the old lady said, "Help, the priest is in danger"?
They've got him tied up.
You know
demon
it.
Whores have... Taking
two demon whores?
They're hostage.
The devil's playthings are here.
They're penetrating him on the altar.
They are. They're penetrating. We have to burn it.
Be great if she tried to beat them off of the priest.
The devil's in him! The devil's in him!
I'll save you.
The devil's in his beehole!
Holy water didn't stop him.
Yeah, she's splashing them. I think it's going to work.
Yeah.
Not so much. All right. I'm not sure how the guy in the next story wound up running around naked. But I guess he did what some of us may do in this situation. The cops in Limestone County, Alabama, got a call at 3 in the morning about a naked man breaking into a car.
Mm-hmm.
The naked man turned out to be a 33-year-old guy named Joseph Douglas. The reason he broke into the car was he wanted to get the clothes that were inside.
Well, yeah.
He tried to break into a house, but he couldn't do it. When the cops got there, they found Joseph walking down the street wearing the stolen clothes he found in the car. Ladies' clothes.
Sure.
He was arrested for attempted burglary, unlawful breaking and entering of a vehicle, and public lewdness. And there's his mugshot. Imagine him walking down in some, like, yoga pants and a blouse or something.
Look at the weirdest Terminator ever just arrived from the future, and it has stolen ladies' clothes.
I need your clothes.
It's weird Southern.
But I'm a lady.
I need your clothes. You're the exact same size as me.
What? Oh, my God. Are you a termination machine from the future?
That's right. I'm a Southern Terminator.
You want my tube top?
I have scanned your body, and you are the exact size I need.
All right, well, just don't terminate me. Here's my yoga pants.
I need your top.
I just walk confidently as a killer Terminator in, like, a dress.
Scary.
That is scary.
Yeah, that's all. Whenever there's naked people running around getting clothes, that's what I imagine.
I know.
They just try to.
That's
travel.
How they get here.
Yeah,
they get nude. Here nude.
Listen, I guess though, if you were somehow ended up nude on the streets, wouldn't you just get clothes however you could? If I saw clothes in a car, I'd be like, oh well, I need clothes.
Oh yeah, yep. I'd be like making clothes. I'd be whatever it took.
Yeah,
I have to cover up.
Right, nobody is going to help me.
Oh man, I'd be wearing pine needles if I had to.
A skirt of pine needles.
Mm-hmm.
So you understand why he did it.
Yeah. I want to see the footage of this man walking down the street in like a dress or something this music playing.
I know.
Pretty amazing.
It is.
All right, off to Nebraska next. A high school cheerleader was having lunch with her mom at Applebee's when a guy had a seizure. Some of the stories where she just learned how to do CPR a little while ago and was able to put it to good use. They believe she may have saved that man's life. Here's the story on that from KLKN-TV.
Kayla Meyer just learned CPR in November. She never imagined she'd have to use it so soon.
I saw him, like, on the floor, and he was, like, convulsing.
Kayla Meyer was out eating lunch with her mom at Applebee's on East O Street. The two were sitting in a booth when Kayla noticed a man had fallen to the ground and started having a seizure.
He turned blue, and so I was like, I don't think he's breathing, and that's not good. And so I was like, hey, I know CPR.
I know CPR, something Amy Boyd and her 14-year-old daughter were relieved to hear, as Amy's boyfriend Thad was the one having the seizure. Amy says she knows CPR and has worked in nursing for nearly 20 years, but this situation was different.
When it's your loved one, you can't, you're in shock and you freeze up. Like, we didn't really know what to do. So I'm glad that Kayla was there, though.
The EMTs arrived shortly after and gave praise to Kayla.
They said that if I didn't, like, act in time, they didn't know if they would have made it in time. So I'm so glad that I just went for it, and I did, and I didn't hesitate.
And Amy's glad, too. Her boyfriend is safe, and she gained a new friend. It turns out Amy and Thad live in the town Kayla grew up in, Beatrice.
She keeps messaging me, you know, and telling me that, like, if I need anything, you know, that just message her or whatever. You know, she's the sweetest girl ever.
And for Kayla, she'll never forget her first time performing CPR. She's thankful she decided to take a class in November.
I mean, I hope I never have to use CPR in a real life situation again, but I'm very glad that I was able to help them, and I'm just, like, thankful that everything turned out the way that it did.
Reporting in Lincoln, Allie Snow, Channel 8 Eyewitness News.
So this one guy hooks up with a nurse and she can't even perform CPR.
You think, oh, I'm good.
Yeah, like, I have a medical condition.
I'm a nurse.
Was it a medical condition?
It's a seizure.
I know.
But whatever, like, he...
Yeah, I know.
But doesn't, whatever. He's hooked up with a nurse. You and think, then she like, didn't if something help. Happens, she freezes up and can't do anything. Like, he would have died if she, this teenager.
Yeah, I'd probably be looking up with her like, yeah. Bitch! Squeeze that bitch out.
Oh my god. That recreation is terrible. That recreation was terrible.
I'm just saying, I was seizing.
Or.
Save me, Harp.
He's a bitch.
Son, why am I dating you?
Whatever I said to you in my seizure, I didn't mean it. I still love you. Still love you. I get a very... When I seize up, I tend to say things I don't mean.
I'm just saying. I'd be very upset.
I don't know what was going on. I wonder how, if the nurse was incapacitated to a certain extent as well
what
as
do
the
you
guy.
Think she was drinking at Applebee's.
Yeah, some dog blue drinks or whatever.
I don't know what
she
maybe
couldn't handle it.
Eating you good in the neighborhood that might induce a seizure and you to stop breathing.
Oh, that's what you think happened.
Like drugs?
Yeah.
The Chuck theories are wild today.
Thad, no,
the
back stories.
Thad.
Thad's worse than Chad.
Sure. You never know.
You seize it up, and then you just got the opportunity to call somebody a bitch.
Yeah.
I hate you.
I just fake it all
worst
the time.
Worst nurse ever.
I just fake it to tell her bad stuff.
Mission sex more.
God, oh, I hate when I seize up and I say the truth.
Anything can happen. I just would be very upset. My nurse lady,
yes,
yeah,
my partner, who's a nurse, yeah, is not doing anything to help me as I'm seizing on the floor of an Applebee's,
trying to figure all that out.
Man,
is it possible a nurse doesn't know it?
No, she said she knows it, but she was nervous because it was, or something. It was.
Yeah, that's the whole thing about being a nurse is you got to be under pressure.
Because it was her loved one. It was
different.
Scary to her. Different. But,
I'll just say this. I mean, if you've known a nurse or anyone who has anything to do with medicine, they usually wouldn't trust a 17-year-old cheerleader
to
save their over themselves.
Nope.
Absolutely.
So I don't know.
Well, I'm screaming at you.
Never forget that.
Match.
He put in the shaking for good measure.
I was seizing.
Yeah. I know. I know you were.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.